Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are into the Tuesday portion of the week, and that, of course, means the Mike Tomlin press conference was today, and, of course, we'll listen to that at some point a little bit later, but a couple little tidbits. One, I think the probably the best news of all is that, for the most part, the Steelers are healthy. And, you know, sometimes that's almost as important as being, as being good, is being a little bit lucky when it comes to injuries. And, again, now they've lost a really key big player in Devin Bush. And I think that's what happens is that teams that go far in the playoffs and teams that are able to maximize what they're doing, they are able to do so mostly a lot of times because they're the team that's able to stay the healthiest. So I think that's the key to all this kind of stuff, number one. Number two, it really comes down to a lot of different things with respect to injuries. But if you can stay healthy the weeks before a really, really big game like this one, well, then I guess what happens is you have a chance. And that's the important thing. You have to be healthy when you play these big games. You know, you can get by maybe when you're playing against some of the lesser teams with a little bit of less, with maybe a couple of guys banged up or whatever. But when you're playing these big games like this one coming up against the Ravens, you got to have your full arsenal of players. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this game plays out. I know there's a lot of people talking about the fact that the Ravens had a bye week and this and that and all the other stuff. I really don't think any of that stuff is going to matter. It still comes down to what are you going to, what are you going to do on Sunday? How are you going to play on Sunday? And who is going to play a better football game? Yeah, okay, the Ravens are a little bit more rested than the Steelers are, but not much. Not enough to really, go crazy about it and act like it's really going to be that big of a factor, because it's not. And the second part about it is, I think when you look at it from this standpoint, the Ravens have had a couple of little issues too. Maybe some of their bumps and bruises are a little bit more healed than the Steelers. You know, the Steelers just got done playing a really physical game. But, again, I think once the game starts, all of that stuff goes out the window. These guys are pros, man. And I think the other thing about it is the Steelers can go all out here and try, and just not worry, because the 3 weeks after this game, they basically play JV teams. So if a couple of guys get a little banged up, you know, they should be able to steal a little bit of rest here and there over the next 3 weeks. So even though they're not technically going to have a bye week, if you look at their schedule and the way that it sets up, after this week, they're going to have a little bit of a respite from the standpoint of if there's a couple of guys that are banged up a little bit, or, you know, guys that maybe need a little bit of a couple of days of rest here and there or whatever, they have a chance to do it. So to me, you know, I don't think that the fact that the Ravens got the rest this weekend and the Steelers had to play, I don't know that that's as big of a factor as it would be if the Steelers were following up this game with some more games where they couldn't afford to let guys rest. That's really what it comes down to. So I feel like if at the end of the day, you know, you're the Steelers, you can't worry about any of that outside stuff. All you can worry about is basically how you play on Sunday. And we've seen teams coming off byes that look terrible. We've seen teams coming off byes that look like they're playing really well. We've seen teams, you know, that are coming off byes that have injuries that they, you know, acquired that we really didn't even know about. I mean, there's a lot to, you know, really digest when you talk about these things. So to me, I don't think it's going to be as nearly as much of a factor as it was, or as some people would like to try and make it out to be. I just think that it is what it is. Teams come off byes all the time. You know, they're not undefeated coming off byes. So to me, you know, if the Steelers play well, they'll be okay. And the other part of it is, if the Steelers play well and they win and they get a couple of guys nicked up and a couple of bumps and bruises, I mean, they have the luxury over the – especially if they win the game, they have the luxury over the next 3 weeks to try and get themselves healthy for the stretch run. You know, that doesn't mean that you don't take, you know, the Cowboys and Bengals and Jaguars seriously, but it does mean you should be able to beat them in a reasonable way if you are just willing and able to play well. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So, to me, it is one of those things where the Steelers just have to go play their game and play the best they can play. And once they do that, all the other stuff will fall into place. That's really what it comes down to. This is going to be a great game. I think Mike Tomlin is excited about it. I think the Steelers are excited about it. I think their fans are excited about it. And, you know, the Ravens and the Steelers, as I said a few weeks ago, the Browns and the Steelers are not a rivalry. They're not. The rivalry is with the team that used to be called the Browns, and that is with the Ravens. We've got Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette coming up. We'll talk to him. We'll do that next. It is the Paulzai Show on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.